22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
volume, Frank. Okay, very good. But adjust that volume one more time. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Yeah, we're adjusting volumes today. So I can hear and he can hear and all is good. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show here on Herb Talk. We're going to be talking about some new technology that's coming out of China and how that may affect everything. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about brain stress and some other things. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is really all about praising God. And in 2 Samuel 22, it says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Praise you, the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to God, for it is a pleasant and comely thing to do. So if you're not communicating with the Lord, how is he going to be a friend and when you need him in time of trouble? So you have to get in mind time. It grows short because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, that's too loud, Frank. Adjust. All right, we're fine-tuning adjustments here. Bear with us. Okay, first up in the quack report, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the first segment of the show, but Apple gives you a trust rating now. It's based on their phone. They can give you a trust rating based on your phone calls and your email habits. This is a new rating that they added as part of the latest iOS 12 update that they rolled out on Monday the 17th. According to the iPhone maker Apple, it's building a score based on the number of calls and the emails that you send and receive. So they said it's going to help identify and prevent a lot of fraud, glean more information, help users with their devices, and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to get into that scoring stuff here, the first segment of the show. All right, last but not least in the quack report, there are 10 things that you can do that are a big mistake with regard to trying to live more organically. So here's some of the mistakes people are making. First off, they assume the USDA certified organic means that the product has been tested by the USDA for things like heavy metals, toxins, or contaminations when it hasn't. Also, you might forget to check for organic food if it's been imported from China, because usually isn't organic. Also, you want to consume, if you're consuming organic canola oil, know that all canola oil, even the expeller-pressed organic, tends to coagulate in your blood, causing the risk of heart attack, stroke, and dementia. So there you go. Also, eating and drinking too many organic dairy products, a lot of milk and cheese and ice cream, causes a lot of excess mucus in the body, and it leads to chronic inflammation and a lot of problems in health. Number five is if you eat too much organic gluten, bread, and pasta, it can wreak havoc on the intestinal tract and could open you to the risk of polyps, constipation, and chronic inflammation. Number six is you make a mistake if you assume everything at Whole Foods Market sells everything that's organic, when you have to read labels there too. Also, you want to be remembering labels that say all natural or gluten-free or free range doesn't automatically mean it's organic. These labels sometimes can be misleading. Also, number eight, there are about 35 or more non-organic substances allowed as ingredients in product labels that are considered organic. So you want to do your homework there. Number nine, you don't want to assume that the label that says non-GMO also means it's organic, because that's not what it means. It may be conventionally grown. So non-GMO is not synonymous with certified organic. And lastly, you want to be careful of organic companies that have sold out to big food industries, because sometimes their organic foods have been altered with the new owner. You may find things like MSG and stuff like that in there. So always make it a habit to read labels. That's just part of life. Read those labels and stay safe out there. That wraps the quack report.
Okay.
Okay, Frank, my eardrums have exploded. Adjust the sound, please, sweetheart. All right. Technology, isn't it great? Actually, we're going to be talking about technology for the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about technology becoming more tyrannical, or in other words, algorithm governance, if is another term that's being batted around out there. So if you thought that, you know, your social security numbers and your credit scores were too invasive to your personal privacy and your freedom, well, you may want to take a look at what's developing in China that could soon sweep the nations globally. Now, for a while, I've known, actually, that technology can be a threat to mankind. You know, the threat can outweigh the benefits. And technology is providing this vehicle for greater power to entities that have governance. So it's a temptation for them. So this goes really beyond the surveillance cameras that, you know, kind of catch the shoplifters or those that speed through the red light. It goes beyond the smart meters and the RFID chips. The technology is going to bring personal living in society to be highly controlled, and we're going to get into this. Now, in 2014, the State Council of China published this document titled Planning Outline for the Construction of Social Credit System. So we're going to take a look at this, how this can quickly affect health and all facets of life. And if you think it's not going to come here, think again. Let's look at this introduction to the social credit mechanism. That's what this is, a big social credit platform. And for some time, you know, I kind of been warning people that computer programs are going to weigh your life in the scales of algorithms to calculate your worth in with regards to, you know, how you're going to best serve society. So financial credit scores really have for some time served as this measuring stick to a person's character, trustworthiness, you know, to pay back debts. So this new system in China will make a credit score kind of look like an insignificant speed bump. So the China is moving quickly to implement this system that applies to all areas, financial, law enforcement, political, business, civilian, military. So this governing body of China is going to decide what qualifies as living life as a good citizen. And people will need to meet that criteria. And don't be laughing out there, because I haven't got into the meat of this thing yet. So their government will decide punishments and benefits. So the social media data is collected and measured and then rated against the government's agenda and policies. So in China, their credit rating system's called Sesame Credit. And it uses algorithms to constantly surveil a person's transactions and their interpersonal relationships. For example, you can have great credit, but you may be hanging out with the wrong people. Or you could be purchasing items that are not acceptable, and this affects your national trust score. Now, in China, if Big Brother does not approve of how you're living, you will not be able to, let's say, ride public transportation or rent a car or travel with visas. You may be locked out of dating sites and various other punishments. So China, their so-called social integrity system will not apply to those in power because, you know, every computer has a delete button. So the social control is really for the slaves, the everyday people, and they're going to find their right to make decisions, the control over their own lives, and freedom is being taken away, okay? And they're going to volunteer for this. I'm going to get to that. Now, just imagine the impact this is going to have. You would be very anxious about interacting with other people for fear that they would bring your social rating down, causing you some grief. I've recently mentioned that this was developing in China to someone else and who was kind of skeptical. Hey, that stuff would never come to the United States. Well, China's social system is based on money. If there are other countries that don't use money, I'd like to know about it, because countries are globally connected by money. So control is what those in power in governments, that's what they crave. So a system like China's would be like Christmas morning to people in power all over the world. So we're going to get into a lot of this. Hang tight, because how they're going to serve it up to you or serve it up to the masses, especially in China, is they're gonna, China's officials are selling the system on the people on the merits that it's going to demolish corruption. Oh, yeah. So the system, they say, like this, may prevent law. Well, it's going to prevent, it's not going to prevent law abiding citizens from rocking the boat, because law abiding citizens don't. And the nature of man is that there are some that you're not going to be able to control, and money answers all things. So a system such as what China is launching will make corruption grow, actually. So imagine a simple job application and your education, your job experience, and how you treat your parents is all going to be factored in, among other details of your life which you have long forgotten. Just one insignificant fault can make you unemployed. So your social media footprint can put you in jeopardy of accomplishing goals in life. Yeah. So systems can be hacked and data stolen or even sabotaged. Now, China's system has the potential of creating massive identity theft, the equivalent of, you know, on steroids, because stealing a person's social identity on such a system is motivated by, I want a better life, I want money or revenge or even corporate sabotage. So here is what China's officials are saying about their social credit system. This is from the State Council of China, and they say social credit is a desirable way to measure and enhance trust nationwide and to build a culture of sincerity. It will forge a public opinion environment where keeping trust is glorious. It will strengthen sincerity in government affairs, in commercial sincerity, and social sincerity, and construction of a judicial credibility, end of quote. What do you think of that, Frank? I'm not buying it. But here is a quote from John Lagerfist. He's with the internet specialist at the Swedish Institute for International Affairs. He says, China's system is very ambitious in both depth and scope, including scrutinizing individual behavior and what books people are reading. It's Amazon's consumer tracking with a Orwellian political twist, end of quote. I know. Frank's got a good point. He says, you know, that may work if the officials weren't exempt. Yeah, like the officials that are creating this want to be scrutinized and tracked, right? They do not. All right, and let's get to the health matters here in such a system. Think of China's system with regards to their socialized healthcare. China's system would offer access to lifestyle details. And if the computer algorithm thinks your lifestyle is the reason for your poor health, well, then you're in trouble. So if you sit and watch TV too much, drink too much, smoke too much, and eat junk, what would that do to your social score? China healthcare system will have access to all this information, and the systems are going to develop into such complexity that all businesses you deal with will have instant access to your social score. Now, think about that when you're applying for a loan or to go to college or trying to get auto or home insurance, and how that's going to affect your payments. Will people agree to being restricted and surveilled in order to lower their payments? Will being private cost you? Well, if you're penalized for not having a smart meter, you're going to be penalized for your privacy. So, and we're back to that money factor again, aren't we? Money answers all things. So we have to wonder if the United States is really priming the pump for a similar system. If so, a data dump from, say, LifeLock or Facebook would be real convenient. So to most, this whole concept is absurd, but China will move to control 1.3 billion people by the year 2020 with this system, And now remember, Apple just launched Monday on their new phones. It's a trust score, your trust factor score. So, I mean, it's here, but you just don't know it's here yet. Here is a quote from Lai Yigun. He's Sesame's credit score technology director. He says, someone who plays video games for 10 hours a day, for example, would be considered an idle person. Someone who frequently buys diapers would be considered a parent with a sense of responsibility. The system not only investigates behavior, it shapes it. It will help nudge citizens away from behaviors and purchases the government does not like. Nice messages online are positive energy. Criticizing the government will lower your score. Special privileges will be given to citizens who prove they are trustworthy. End of quote. Whoa. I mean, you know, here is a quote from Roger Creamers. He's a specialist in Chinese law at Van Hollerhoven Institute at Leiden University. He says, I think the best way to understand the social credit system is as a sort of bastard love child of a loyalty scheme. Higher scores will become a status symbol or a celebrity honor. And here is a quote from, let's see, this is also from Roger Creamer. He says, the social credit system is basically a big data gamed version of the Communist Party surveillance methods. It will actually lower social trust in China. People with low scores will have slower internet speeds, restricted access to retail and restaurants, and removal of their right to travel. We're also going to be seeing the birth of a reputation black market as a sort of selling under the counter way to boost your score. He says hackers, even state-backed ones, can actually change or steal the digital stored information, end of quote. Wow, you have no control over nothing. Nothing. All right, so now I want you to think about this as our government goes online, because if you consider that the number of government agencies here in the United States and businesses that are now online and are conditioning us all to do everything there. In other words, entertainment, banking, your direct deposit and paying your bills. You're filing your tax forms, virtual visits with your physicians, smart applications and meters, smart appliances, retail, all this stuff. It's not hard to see that, you know, this convenience of technology is really making our daily living of our lives very vulnerable. Yes, China is doing this as a nation. That's right, Frank. Uh-huh. Yeah, doing it in semi-secret. Yes, they are putting lipstick on it, launching it as something good for you. That's what a narcissist does, Frank. Yes, that's what they're doing. All right, here's a quote from Matt Hancock. He's a British Secretary of State for the health social care there. Let's see. Telecommunications, he says, and online digital footprints may play its part in our rapid passage into the future where East meets West, where we do what we're told, avoiding the company of undesirables and endlessly panicking over how the algorithms will rate us tomorrow, end of quote. Well, I'm sure he said that with a little bit of a, you know, snarkicity, but he's so right. Here is what Rachel Botsman, she writes for Wired magazine. She says this. Imagine a world where many of your daily activities were constantly monitored and evaluated. What you buy, where you are at any given time, who your friends are and how you interact with them, how much time you spend watching TV or playing videos, and what content they are or what bills and taxes you pay. It's not hard to picture because most of this already happens online via data collecting sites like Google, Facebook, Instagram, and your health tracking apps like Fitbit. Now imagine a system where all these behaviors are rated either positive or negative and given some score dictated by government rules. That creates a citizen score and would indicate to everyone what kind of person you are. Additionally, your score is weighed against the entire population and affects your eligibility for employment, home ownership, educational opportunities, or even dating potential. Whoa. Whoa. You know, talk about the principal's office, right? Well, and you know, we're in a fibber bubble. People lie all the time. So how's this going to work? One may be wondering, how can a computer system identify truth with all the fake news and the fibbers out there on the social media? It's hard enough for humans to develop wisdom against liars and cut through all the garbage. So how is an algorithm going to accomplish this? Well, the complexity of the system will lump people into categories of insincerity simply by your associations. So the people you follow or follow you on social media, is going to create this spider web of tactics that the computer is going to use. So just think of the hassle you can get yourself into by registering on a dating site, and then all of a sudden you're matched by someone who is less than honest, right? Yeah, so the internet is becoming an interweb, is the point, and where your social credit worthiness can take a plunge. And how do you purge that mark, or in some cases, multiple connections like that? It's sort of like when you sleep with someone, you're essentially sleeping with everyone they've slept with regarding disease risk. So a British tech writer puts it this way. I had a chuckle on this one. This is Luke Bormetal, British technical writer. He says, a famous 1993 New Yorker cartoon depicted two computer-savvy canines using a computer, and the tagline said, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. But today, he says, not only do companies online know that you are a dog, they know which brand of dog food you enjoy, what collar you wear, where you stretch your legs, and for better or worse, where you do your business. End of quote. Oh. Well, we find ourselves also in the age of insults and offenses, you know, people are easily offended. So this can really take a turn with your social structure score, or whatever you want to call it, your credit score, your social credit. Ugh. This is just blowing my mind. Is it blowing your mind, Frank? I'm like beside myself as to how do you get out of that stuff? I mean, everything's gone digital. How do you, right? Well, we got more to talk about on this a little bit more after the break. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Right now, our guest stars tonight on Shebang on the Monday night edition are some lads who just are breaking attendance records all over the Southland and on tour doing the same thing. Establishing new records in the Southland. Couldn't be more pleased because they're a delightful group of guys and extremely talented. So, let's welcome them for the very first time on Shebang. They are the Seeds.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah, Ghostbusters. Yeah, we're going to be coming up for Halloween soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, you know, this thing China's rolling out, it's kind of creepy, too, you know. But those on the Internet are, you know, people are getting accustomed to having their IP addresses recognized when they go revisit Internet sites, and they get all offended if they're not. So we are being conditioned to be comfortable with the lack of privacy. So the line between public and private is really getting blurred. So the social media data that people are volunteering is going to be used to analyze with pretty much good accuracy their individual employment success, according to Belgium's Ghent University. So the attitude today is if you are not actively on the Internet, you must have something to hide. Now, for many in the older generation, they don't have computers. And they find themselves out in the digital cold when their family and, you know, the world start communicating online. So, and, you know, before the 1950s, if you remembered, if you wanted a bank loan, you needed to know your banker. And those were the days, you know, when bank managers had their jobs all their life. They did the same bank. Today, impossible to get to know your bank manager because they quit or they're reassigned within about 18 months. So there is something to be said about real reputation and character compared to that which people create virtually online. So data hacks are real, and so are delete buttons. Here is a quote from Luke Bromhill, British technical writer. He says this: as more and more of ourselves are virtualized, what is possible to know expands. We are entering an age of unavoidable reality and uncertainty. Credit scores were created to take the subjectivity and lack of transparency out of the process. The social credit will bring back subjectivity. Now, China's social credit system should worry people, he says, for a number of reasons. End of quote. Hey, Frank, I'm hearing talking in the background or reverb or something. If you could deal with that, I appreciate it. All right. So what do the youth in China say about their social credit system? Surveys have shown a positive position, and some already have signed up during the test phase, and they're enjoying perks of the pilot program. Here is a quote from Joyce Hu. She's a citizen in Shanghai. She says, it sounds like it will help improve the quality of citizens in the long run. As long as it doesn't violate my privacy, I'm okay with it. Right? Hey, Joyce, got news for you. There isn't any privacy. So the super control that's beginning in China gives really new meaning to that biblical warning that without the mark, you're not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade. So one definition of mark is perfect, a seal of approval. And China wants to build this utopia society, which is impossible to do. Yet the powerful in government are sneaking in by way of a digital Trojan horse. Hey, Frank, I still hear myself talking in a delay. Please fix that, because that's annoying. All right, let's go. History is showing that trust is earned, and when godly principles are taught and learned, it's much easier to trust one another. So the scriptures teach us that godly people have the fruit of the Spirit and are trustworthy. And we've been falling away. We've had this falling away of the church, and now people are really they're looking to technology to define trust. They're also looking to science to heal them when they have been instructed to look to God for health and to look to God for wisdom and prosperity as well. So God blesses, and he has promises, and one of them is use the medicinal herbs. They're here for the healing of the nations, and it's from Genesis to Revelation, from beginning to end, and God can't lie. So if you'd like to know more and become more powerful, see how powerful you can be using God's medicinal herbs, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll help you understand. Their number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you want to visit their website, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options have become endless. So ask for their free product catalog, and you're going to find they have whole food herb formulas for things like cardio health, energy, memory, immune system, organ regeneration, and a whole lot more. You'll be amazed at how powerful you can be with the right tools and information. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right. We're going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk about brain stress. I mean, if you're not stressed out after that first report, I don't know. I mean, the whole time, Frank, that I was getting that report together, I was just like, oh, Lord Jesus, come back. Come back. Last person gets saved and come back. All right. Well, let's talk about what we can do for brain stress. There's a lot you can do to unstress your brain. Because stress is a powerful stimulus. And what stresses one person may not stress another. So how each of us is perceiving and handling stress, our brains will determine how we deal with it. And it could explain why, more women than men have emotional disorders promoted by chronic stress. So we're going to take a look at our body and how it deals with stress. And I think we talked about this briefly, but we didn't finish it the other day. We got to, I think, the part of the hidden circuitry in the buried, but we're going to cover the whole thing today. Dr. Wang, Dr. J. Wang is professor of neurology, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. And in his studies, his research, he says how men and women deal with stress is very different. And he says it's because of how our brains are handling the stress, and it's a physical matter thing. So he says women experience twice the rate of depression, anxiety, and other behavior disorders than men do. And he thinks it's because how the female brain processes stress is different from how the male brain processes. So according to the research, November 2007, done at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the female brain processes and responds to stress in a region of the brain that manages emotion. With regards to men, they manage their stress. It occurs in an area of the brain that handles fight or flight response. Now, in the area of the brain, we have a lot of hormones. We have the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis there in the brain. And the difference in the brain area where we deal with the stress is really going to dictate a lot of physical effects. Now, in females, the researchers noticed that in the area of the brain that deals with emotion, tend and befriend response, the nurturing pathways, and it could explain why females hang on to stress a little bit longer, has a more lasting effect compared to the male counterpart. So in the male brain, they deal with stress differently. It's a different area of the brain. They have cortisol hormone levels there, and allows men to deal with stress quickly and be done with it. With females, the effects of stress linger and may even intensify for longer periods and may explain why they have an incidence of more depression and anxiety. Now, everyone really has encountered someone that's kind of cool under fire. You know, they don't collapse under stress. The pressure, they love it. Does it have something to do with their brain and how it works? Well, researchers in the University of Copenhagen in April 2010, their work was published in the journal Nature Neuroscience. They said that they found this hidden neuron circuit that helps us deal with stress under pressure. So according to their research, this hidden neuron may enable male animals and men to escape danger, you know, the response. The research suggests that under stress to perform, there's this latent neuron circuit that is activated and assists us with extreme stressful conditions. So our brain is said to have billions of neurons and trillions of connections, which makes finding this hidden neuron kind of like a needle in a haystack. But it turns out that the research team in Copenhagen tested, for instance, they tested a worm, which has a very simple nervous system, only 302 neurons. Now, humans are not worms, but they found that the worm also had a hidden neuron that was influenced by sensory perception under stress. So how do you stress out a worm? That's a good question. But they restricted the oxygen level that was available to the worm, and it sensed a low drop in oxygen levels, and it activated that neural circuit. And it influenced the neuroreceptors and regulators in the worm's brain. So oxygen depletion did the same thing when they tested mammals that have a hidden circuit. It resulted in behavioral changes, survival mode, basically. All right. So also they found that a lot of stress can bring on mental illness. So prolonged chronic stress increases the risk of having mental breakdowns. Post-traumatic stress disorder has been in the media a lot of strain on the military. Certain occupations can also expose us to a high risk of stress, and that can also induce mental illness. Can anxiety damage our brain? Well, the question has been asked by Baycrest Health Science Center and also Rotman Research Institute. So back in 2016, their research in the Journal of Current Opinion in Psychiatry, they say humans can expect they're going to encounter stress that can cause anxiety and fear, and it's going to be part of life at some point. So it's usually temporary for most people, but there are those times where it could be elevated, and it can be an emotional response,
And he says, hopefully it's brief. Examples would be, you know, let's say the everyday stuff would be like going for a job interview and you get all nervous and stressed. Or if you're taking an important exam. But intense stress experience that would come in frequent intervals will really put a strain on the metabolism and your brain, and put you on perpetual alert status where you're always on guard and you don't get to relax. Your muscles are always tense. So if relief doesn't happen, that kind of stress, according to science, it will put you in the category of pathological chronic stress, and those levels can affect your immune system, your metabolic functions, your cardiovascular system, obviously your cognitive, your brain, your perception and navigation, as well as you get too much stress, it can cause brain atrophy. So your hippocampus region, where you have long-term memory, can kind of shrivel up, and you don't have that memory there. Now, if the chronic stress creates this pathological anxiety, it can affect your prefrontal cortex and cause degeneration of the brain structure there, and you would get impaired function in the hippocampus, and you'd have increased risk of what they call neuropsychiatric disorders like depression and dementia. So the team stressed that the risk of accelerated Alzheimer's disease was discovered when stress produced extreme anxiety. So patients are often diagnosed as having mild cognitive impairment, but then progresses to Alzheimer's and if the preventative measures aren't taken. And there's some good news, though, from this. Here is a quote from Dr. Linda Ma, professor of geriatric psychiatry, University of Toronto. She says, stress-induced damage to your hippocampus and prefrontal cortex is not completely irreversible. Physical activity, antidepressive therapies have been found to increase and regeneration of the brain. You know, regular exercise, you know, thinking positive, learning a joke every day, that kind of stuff. Now, according to all this research, the teams didn't use any prescription antidepressants to deal with the symptoms of stress, but advocated using other interventions like, foods that help with neurotransmitters, exercise, mindfulness training like meditation, all kinds of behavioral therapy, in other words. So these therapies will reduce your stress and improve your coping mechanisms, which is always important. And that in itself reduces your stress risk moving forward and less damage and less disorder. Now, we also mentioned that some people can thrive under stress. They do better than others. A German study published January 2017 from Ruhr University, they found that stress hormone cortisol blocks brain perception and our senses. So the research was published in the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology and Neuroscience. So earlier research, they said, showed that stress can block your memory, but they didn't know memory interruption was caused by what is called stress-induced cortisol. So, and this explains why some severely traumatized individuals, no memory at all of the event. They don't remember it at all. And this is especially true if the touch sensation was involved in an event. They tested their theory with two groups of people. One was given an injection of cortisol, the other a placebo. The group with the cortisol, it blocked their synaptic brain connections and almost all their memory of the simulation touch test was gone. They don't recall it at all. According to Dr. Oliver Wolf, he's a cognitive psychologist, he says, our data shows a single dose of cortisol not only disrupts memory in the hippocampus, but it also has substantial effect on the sensory areas of your brain that, you know, can record touch sensation, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? So this also led researchers to conclude that stress releases the cortisol and it blocks and suppresses the synaptic connection in your brain necessary for learning. So students under a lot of stress have difficulty remembering what they are taught, and these instances patients don't need rehab or they don't need drugs. They just need a new environment. All right, so we're going to talk about some high power brain food. There's a list of foods that it can help your brain, supply your brain with a lot of energy that it needs to run all day. And on the lists are fruits and nuts. So according to Dr. James Penlin, he's the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, fruits and nuts contain boron mineral, which stimulates the electrical activity of your brain. If you are low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate at a lower capacity, not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and you will feel drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts and seeds and legumes and peaches and apples and pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, and broccoli. Now, if you eat 4 ounces of peanuts, it provides almost 3 milligrams of boron. So when you look at your plants that also have calcium, it will always have boron with it. So if you're trying to, you know, do your bones a favor, you also do your brain a favor. Now, don't underestimate God's herbs, because they have a lot of super packed nutrition. The medicinal herbs do. So you're going to find lots of boron, like I said, in your calcium-rich foods and your herbs. So your green leafy vegetables and, of course, oranges and your medicinal herbs like comfrey root and oat straw and lobelia. Brain concentrate formula, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that, and it's excellent, especially if I would say if I had a stroke, I would definitely want to use that formula to help me. As well as the calcium formula that contains that natural boron, and just give you a little lift on your mineral base. They also have some important natural B vitamins. I was talking to someone today about Bs. They just went to the store and it was a buy one, get the other one free B complex, whatever. They didn't care. It was a sale. And I said, don't you know that your B complex vitamins are made from fermented bacteria? Sometimes they get it from human waste. They had no idea. So if you're looking for some natural B vitamins, the folks at Apothecary Herbs include them, which is nutritional yeast that is grown on beetroot. And that's in their Body Foundation food mix. So if you're looking for a B supplement, that's where you go. All natural there. So if you're on the website, you can find that under the energy tab. And if you're looking for the calcium, that would be under the herbal tinctures tab. And of course, the brain concentrate as well would be under the herbal tinctures tab. But there's a search engine thing there to help you out. You just type in the what you want, memory, for instance, and the formulas pop up. So, or you could just give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's 866-229-3663, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Because you know what? They're bent on teaching you how to do things for yourself, how to be empowered. That's why the newsletters are real important, and they have a couple of them that are free. So if you have online email, you can sign up for these newsletters. They're distributed by email, and you can share them with family and friends. But it is an educational thing. It's, you know, sometimes things that are a benefit have a little bit of a learning curve to them. And so if you want to learn about using medicinal herbs to improve health and improve your life all around, because God says they will, and he can't lie, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs will surely give you that information. Just sign up for free. You go to thepowerherbs.com. You click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free there. While you're there, go ahead and get a free product catalog, and one will be mailed to you in the mail. You can also download it to your computer. So there are some options there for you there. Now, of course, we got a lot of people out there that don't do the internet, and that's totally okay. That's why we have the printed catalog, and you can call for information and as well as get the catalog. We're here to inspire and instruct and provide support, so as well as give you tools to do the job. So thepowerherbs.com. All right. I want to talk. I got a few minutes, so I'm going to talk about halitosis, bad breath. I mean, halitosis is so easy to fix, and I know so many people suffer for years with bad breath. And really, it's not so much the mouth area that needs fixing; it's the whole digestive tract that needs fixing. So people, you know, get into this tongue brushing and flossing and brushing teeth, which is great, but you don't want to brush too much that you get receding gums. People see their dentist a lot. They get prescribed stomach pills. They get their gums scraped. I mean, the $10 billion business, bad breath, let me just say. There's all these mouthwashes that are not so good for you. I mean, where was I the other day? And I told somebody, they were just shocked. I said Listerine was originally an OR disinfectant. They had no idea. And I said, yeah, they just decided, hey, if it can clean the OR, it can clear your mouth of bacteria. But you have to have some healthy bacteria in your mouth. And it's not discriminating that stuff. So when you start destroying healthy bacteria, you're going to run into a problem there. Now, if you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have this wonderful bowel cleansing product that will clean the bowel, because this is where the bad breath has started. It's in the bowel area. They also have a wonderful tooth and gum formula that will help with unwanted bacteria, but also help with bleeding gums and canker sores and things like that. So it's kind of a neat little thing to have as well. So check them out online at thepowerofs.com or give them a call. Tooth and gum formula is on their website. It's in the catalog. So is the bowel cleanse. And for less than you think, you can get this whole thing corrected in a matter of 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks. Also, you want to make sure your diet's not going to recongest your system. So you'll get some tips on better eating, Mediterranean diet, for instance, and staying away from a lot of the stuff that will coat the digestive system and trap in toxicity and cause a lot of decay and not so nice smells. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out there. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. And you'll be amazed at what you could do with, you know, just a few herbal products. Save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money. Also, the body just loves the gentle correcting of the medicinal herbs. It's not forceful. It's not toxic. It's just something the body embraces. And you can get things corrected, period. And it's not symptom management. That's not what we're here for. So thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. Don't forget to sign up for the online newsletters and get a catalog, get empowered, okay? Oh, I know I've had some calls. When are you going to have another sale? We're going to have an autumn sale soon. Well, if you're on our master list, you will get a news, an email blast on that. But if you don't do the internet, just simply give us a call. It's coming soon, so don't worry. Well, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.